fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, it is Friday, the 6th day of October, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. At Republic Broadcasting, Monday through Friday, we start the live broadcast day with the pledge. And here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Your prepper tip today is to stock up on paper products. You know, let's include in that feminine hygiene products. Gentlemen, if you're in charge of stocking up with things, you don't have a clue what to get for the ladies, talk to them. They'll be glad to give you updates on what's needed in that regard. I personally own 20 miles of toilet paper. The commercial rolls are not measured in sheets because they don't have sheets. They're measured in feet. And I'm not being a flippant when I say that. It's I literally own more than 20 miles of toilet paper. You can also. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Marie Lassiter. Marie is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, the largest county in the state of Missouri, just about the size of Rhode Island, by the way, pretty close. And we'll be talking about the events today and what's on her list. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. You have good audio. Thank you. You have a busy life as the elected coroner of Texas County, and which means meetings and other things related to death investigations. So I know you have a list because you're a prepared person. What's on your first thing list this morning, my dear?
Well, the most pressing thing for me right now is they started doing the COVID swabs again in preparation for the new vaccine, and I've had it's just an avalanche is the only way to describe it. You know, we have 25,000 people in our county. I had 29 deaths last month. That's a lot. Pre-COVID, right. I might have had 7 or 8 deaths a month.
Right, right. That's a 400% increase then.
Yes, and it's just getting worse. And, you know, I stand by my prediction that everybody that was, you know, at least triple vaccinated is going to be dead in 3 to 5 years.
And now, triple means the original vaccination plus 2 boosters.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. I'm not seeing problems with people that got one booster, one injection, and then decided this is not for me. So those are people that are going to live a little bit longer. So what is happening is I'm getting people that are dying in the hospital, and, you know, they're saying it's COVID because they swabbed them, although there's a million other reasons why they died. So I'm doing, and it's pretty expensive to me in my budget, but I'll pay it out of my own pocket if I have to. I'm doing the whole blood test, which is sent off to Quest Lab, called the SARS-CoV nucleopeptide antigen test, and every single one's come back negative. The coroner's surrounding me, and I'm troop director for Region G, so same troop as like the Highway Patrol. And, of course, the people in my troop, I've told them, you know, that if they're getting these false positive COVIDs, they need to also do the whole blood test. So they're getting the same results as I am. Something really horrible that happened last week, and it's an adjoining county. I don't really want to say which county. The coroner responded to the scene, and I saw this early on with some of the people that died shortly after the injection at the, you know, in 2021. Well, he went, and the woman was a younger person. Their head was swelled up and kind of purple, and he called me, and what happened was she was walking around talking, everything, doing fine, not too old. I don't know her exact age, and they had done the COVID swab, so they gave her the Pfizer drug that they came out with to replace ivermectin. Of course, they essentially, I guess, shadow banned ivermectin, gave Pfizer time to come out with their drug called Monupril, which basically is a synthetic ivermectin. So they gave her that medicine, and she had just, it's called angioedema, it's acute allergic reaction. I've seen it in the hospital with patients after a dose of medication. They'll just, their head literally swells up, and that blocks off, you know, their airways, their ability to breathe, et cetera. So in the end analysis, what happened was she was given a fake diagnosis of COVID, treated with a very quickly synthesized drug that was supposed to replace ivermectin, and died from that. I've been so super distressed over this death, and it, like I said, it wasn't my county, it was an adjoining county. And I've been begging people, I've been doing press releases, I'm trying to get on the news. I know KY3 won't run it because I think Pfizer is one of their big sponsors. Color 10, I believe, will run it, but I've been really busy with a family emergency this week. I really feel like people need to know, don't believe that swab test. Just don't believe it. It's going to be a false positive, and that changes people's lives. If they're told they have COVID, it affects how other people treat them. It affects their fear level. It affects their medical treatment, obviously. And I've been composing a letter to the CEOs of the local hospitals. And, you know, I almost feel like some kind of action needs to be taken against them. They know these tests are false. I think they get $30 per for swabbing people. And I'm running out of breath on that. So what do you think, John?
Well, Well, multiply your observation from last week in an adjoining county times several thousand. This is not an isolated incident. Pfizer, of course, has the people that sell the drugs are called detail people. And it's kind of a side note, but beginning 20-something years ago, all the pharmaceutical companies started hiring former cheerleaders to be detail people, obviously attractive young women who know how to appeal to men. And so Pfizer sent their detail people all over the country, these attractive young women who used to be cheerleaders, to promote the new drug, which ivermectin didn't need to be replaced. It was perfectly fine. It had been around for decades. The effects of it were well known. It didn't need replacement. Also very inexpensive, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I think I read somewhere that like the cost really of a single dose of ivermectin was under a dollar, and this monoupril, it could be up to I think $3,000 for the treatment regimen. So there's no money in that. I'm super surprised aspirin's still around. I just see the vilification of aspirin coming.
Remdesivir, in a related topic, is also called Veklury, which apparently is a word that comes out of the Nordic language for something to do with the warrior of death, or the warrior who chooses death, something of that nature. have you heard this?
That's so funny. I have it on my list, but I actually didn't know that. I do have that on my list to talk about because, you know, everybody pretty much knows now not to take remdesivir, and I have one case where the family and the patient, she was diagnosed with COVID, but going in the hospital, they said, "We do not want remdesivir. We do not." Well, they went ahead and gave it to the person anyway, and of course she died, so there's a lawsuit, and I'll probably be testifying in it. And I do want to say on these wrongful death cases, my services are free. I've been qualified as an expert witness many, many times, but the only thing I noted on that was that they don't call it remdesivir anymore. Like you said, they now call it Veklury, and that's so people... They hear, well, you know what nurses call remdesivir. They call
what
it run,
call?
Run, death is near.
I like that. I like that.
But that's really interesting. It is just so out there that they would give it that name. And I thought it was, well, mostly a subterfuge so people didn't understand that they were being given remdesivir.
Well, this, Celeste Stallone, she is one that was talking about that in her interview with Mike Adams recently. Well, let's move on from there. What's next on your list, my dear?
They're giving out the Nobel Prizes, and a scientist just got the Nobel Prize, and I don't know their names or where they're from, but the main thing is the drug or chemical they've developed is called pseudouridine. And what that does is it suppresses your immune response to the synthetic mRNA. And normally, your body manufactures real uridine. It's a process to regulate, just a natural process to regulate your immune response. But the pseudouridine, it regulates human gene expression, and which basically allows for your body to escape from the innate immune detection of the drug. Like people that took one shot, they felt bad. They thought something's wrong here, and that was their body. Innate immune response to something bad in their body, so they didn't take anymore. Well, the pseudouridine, they're putting in the vaccine, and it kind of keeps you from having that initial immune response that says, this is bad, I don't need it in my body. And they got a Nobel Prize for developing that.
Oh, really?
Pseudouridine. So watch for that. And it's relentless. I really thought we kind of had a handle on this. We went for a year without them doing those fake COVID swabs. We went for a year, and they, of course, they started them back up. I don't know if they got a new supplier or they were old ones from a year ago that they're hauling out.
One of the keys to understanding the swabs is you cannot use a sterile swab that doesn't come in their kit. It has to be their swab, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, would you like to know why? Did I tell you about
Tell me what you think.
Well, I'll tell you what I know, not what I think. I spent some time debriefing a St. Louis University medical school student. And one of his buddies, now these are young men in their mid to late 20s, was with the Missouri National Guard medical outfit. And the Missouri National Guard medical outfit, this is the winter of 2020-2021. So we're still in the middle of this at the time. We're given the task of conducting COVID tests. So these young men, these medical students from St. Louis University Medical School, they said to themselves, wouldn't it be fun to mail in 600 swabs that nobody touched and see what happens? They did. They mailed in 600 of these special swabs, and the results came back, all of them positive. That's why, my dear, you can't use a sterile swab from another source. It has to be their swab. Because the swabs are giving people COVID.
The only way they could come back positive
is the COVID virus is already on the swabs.
Well, something's on the swab. I don't believe there's such a thing as a COVID virus.
Something to make it test positive. Whatever it takes to make it test positive, that's what was on the swabs.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's some sort of chimera with a bunch of stuff encased in NeoGel. I thought where you were going was what exactly was in that. And I did get a swab, and I dissected it, looked at it under my digital microscope, and picked it apart with like a sterile safety pin. And I found a bunch of matter in there, and I've got pictures. I can post them. I found there were like brown globs in there, and then there were like black, kind of cylindrical looking black. They almost look like like a pencil lead, I would say, in there too. There was a lot of stuff inside that supposedly sterile swab. So.
If it truly was just a matter of it being a sterile swab being swabbed and mailed in, it wouldn't matter what sterile swab it was, would it?
No, it would make no difference. It would make absolutely
of course not.
No difference. It's the whole thing has been smoke and mirrors with the sole intent of getting a needle in your arm with whatever they want to inject in. I've noticed this week in the scientific literature that more and more scientists are coming out with, like, acknowledging the NeoGel, which is, in my mind, the precursor to the polymer, because it's self-replicating. There's a patent. People can look it up. So, and we've been injecting people with plastic that grows, and obviously it's...
We have our first break. We'll be right back. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Did you know The IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Columbus ACL and Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Monday the 9th. A little bit different than usual. Listen carefully. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. Here's what's different. An additional 5% off the entire order if you place your order using PayPal. We have with us my friend Marie Lassiter. She is the author of three books available at Amazon, beginning with Nature Has a Cure. Then we have Nature Has More Cures, and her most recent book, Nature Has a Cure, Volume 3. Let's continue, Marie.
Okay. Well, I do want to say I'm on the phone today instead of Skype, and my something's really weird going on. I think this has to do with that little FEMA blast on the 4th, possibly, because Skype absolutely positively won't let me sign in, won't let me, you know, restart it. It's just done. So it's not recognizing me. During the break, I tried to install it on a second device, and it's just blocked, but I'll work on it. I don't know if anybody else has any difficulties since the blast on October 4th with their digital devices. I kind of feel like they have, and maybe someone will call in and let us know.
Well, they're supposed to do a repeat on the 11th, by the way, next Wednesday.
Yeah, that'll probably be the kill shot, I guess.
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I personally didn't take any precautions for that because anything they announce, it's usually because look over here, so you're not looking in the other direction, but we'll just see what happens. And but I do know this is very, very odd what's going on with Skype for me. A couple other things happening. First of all, if you're in Missouri, and I assume a lot of folks out there are, a lot of people don't know about the Senate Bill 901 that passed, which was the tax freeze for seniors. The way that works is senior citizens, they have to pay their taxes now, I mean, for this year, but next year, the county portion of your property tax will be frozen. It will never go up. Several counties around me have passed that, but in the bill, they left it up to the discretion of the commissioners and our commissioners, of course, who are very difficult to deal with. I've determined that our presiding commissioner is a fascist because all he's concerned about is getting money for the government. And he's a Republican. We're not supposed to be opposed to higher taxes, right? Well,
in general, yes.
So, they don't want to do it. So, actually, I'm not taking the lead on this. Someone else is, but I spent 3 days working with Jay Ashcroft's office. They were helpful. They're not in charge of it, but we have perfected a signature petition because of our, we only have 25,000 people, or only 10,000 people that vote. We only need 566 signatures to force this to be put on the April ballot and then let people vote for it. So that's been a huge amount of work, but I was glad to do it because now I've learned how to write a perfect petition and the whole process. And my problem with it is that many seniors own their home or they have a homestead. It's been their family. They're on a fixed income. But they end up losing their home because every year the property tax gets increased to where they get behind. 3 years, it goes for sale on the courthouse steps. And they lose their home. And to me, that's just part of the bigger picture to try to get your land because, as we know, you never truly own anything. So SB 901, if anybody needs help in their county, I've got a petition. You could easily edit it to suit your county and get it out there. But petitions have to be in by January 3rd. Before the April election. That would be the deadline. And they're actually filed with your county clerk. So that's another little battle I've been fighting.
Well, it's no small thing. You know, it's a lot of work to accomplish something like that, Marie.
It's doing the right thing is not negotiable. And you know, it's just not negotiable, and, you know, God will give you the strength and the courage and the knowledge to get it done, and I always, you know, I like doing hard things. I really do. As a nurse, I would always, if there was, like, the patient that was the sickest and had the most things going on, and I would always volunteer to take that patient. So
here's our break. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8255. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, Rebecca, ladies and gentlemen, our website is thelibertyman.com. We add to my website 2 or 3 times a week, new articles, new videos, new information. We add to the COVID panel once or twice a week, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. Pretty serious credentials. He's now saying that the Pfizer vaccination class shot is meant to kill and hurt people. It's not a side effect. It's what it's designed and meant to do. The energy cleaner sale, the Columbus Day energy cleaner sale, is in effect right now until midnight. That would be midnight the 9th, Columbus Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and a little bit of a twist here. An additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. You can place your order right there at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting Marie Lassiter, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, and her books are for sale at amazon.com. Let's continue, Marie.
Hello. Well, yeah, I've been trying to work on Skype during the break, but no success as of yet. And you may or may not have heard, they've kind of changed their tracking system for COVID vaccination. The COVID cards are no more. And, of course, during COVID, they had the actual card on their website, the CDC, and people could simply just print them out on the appropriate paper, and that was that. But cards are no more. Now if you need to show your COVID status, you have to go to the COVID vaccination status. You have to go to the health department and have them print off your vaccine report. So they're going to go from that kind of bogus system to something that sounds like it's got a little more meat in it. I always thought the COVID cards were completely invalid because there was no signature on them. It, like any vaccination you had before or in your vaccination records you probably kept, there's always a signature who gave the injection. And I thought part of that might have been when you did get vaccine injured, it'd be a little more difficult to try to sue the person that gave you the shot. So they're going full in on this new round of vaccines, and I believe the ones that run this show are dedicated to making sure everybody gets that shot. So I don't know. We're going to have to think of some strategies on that. But the one thing I do know, the only way to stop this is for everybody to say no. Everybody has to say no. And they, it's kind of funny. I was looking with those COVID vaccination cards. They sent out 980 million cards to the different health care. I mean, that makes sense. Three for each person in the whole United States. But they sent them out to, you know, the hospitals, the doctors. 980 million of those cards, COVID vaccination cards, really? Were mailed out in the beginning.
Really?
And, of course, you know, people were getting them on the black market or just printing their own. I had my own fake COVID vaccination card, which is, I don't know, subject to some 5 years in jail. Please put me in jail. I'll get caught up on my reading. I'm way behind. So we can't follow stupid rules. It's like, you know, they're just doing everything, and then we as, you know, law-abiding good people try to play by the Kingsbury rules, and we just can't do that anymore. And you may disagree with me, but I just think the rules are off. Now we just have to do what we need to do to survive, and we all need to be united. We need to Bud Light the COVID people. Just do the whole Bud Light routine to them. Just say no. Just don't do it. There's so much strength in numbers, and we've got over 300 million, so we should be able to do that. I did want to talk about something a little more cheerful.
Well, let's hear it. Go ahead, yes, please.
It is getting close to time to make your maple syrup. For several years, I've been tapping trees. I didn't really have any maple trees, but I have sycamore trees, and I've been tapping them. And it's amazing. If you've never tapped a tree, first of all, the amount of sap that comes out of a tree, it'll fill like a 5-gallon bucket pretty fast. and it looks like clear water. And I always thought, like, if I was trapped somewhere with no water source, you could easily tap a tree and get water out of that tree a lot. And to tap your trees, like I said, I use sycamores because I had them. Now, I found a couple maple trees around and gotten permission to tap them. You take a little hand drill and drill you a hole in the side of the tree, and then you back drill with that little hand drill and pull that sawdust out, and you can get them on Amazon. They're little metal tree taps you stick in there, and then I run a piece of tubing. It's almost like a fish tank tubing. It's a little bigger, and I run it down to a 5-gallon bucket. And then let it collect, and then you take that. Like I said, it looks like water. You put it in a flat bottom, big pot, stainless steel, and I usually do mine outside on a fire and just let it cook down, and then it gets to that point where it just switches to your syrup, and you pour that off, and it's delicious. The maple syrup from like a sugar maple has the most sugar. And, of course, it's that traditional maple syrup taste, and it'll keep in your refrigerator for years. I like the sycamore because it's got a caramel flavor to it. Some of the last maple syrup that I did get some maple syrup, and I had made a little fire pit in my backyard and did it out there. And it took a couple days maybe, but I used hickory wood in the fire, so my maple syrup had a little hickory flavor to it as well. It was great for Christmas gifts. Maple syrup's good for you. It does have sucrose, but it's good for diabetes, inflammation, and even some kinds of cancers. And it's loaded with zinc and magnesium. And remember, from when we were scrambling for COVID remedies, how important zinc is. If you're taking vitamins, for the zinc to help carry those vitamins into your system and make them more effective. And you could start pretty soon tapping trees. And oh, the Amish people, they tap black walnut trees. They make walnut syrup. You can make syrup from virtually any tree. If you tap in the fall, you get a greater volume. If you tap in the spring, you get more sugar in your syrup. And you have to start when it's been freezing at night for about a week, and then warming up above freezing during the day, and that's when the sap really flows. And you can tap up until mid-March, usually, in Missouri.
It's not hard.
It's super easy.
You have a pretty good Amish population there in Texas County?
Yes, we do. Last estimate, I think, was about 1,800 Amish.
We've had Amish moving to Crawford County very recently. The signs are up on the road with the little yellow signs with the horse and buggy on them. The local supermarket erected a hitching rail for the Amish to hitch up their horses when they're shopping. And it's very, whenever in the hardware store, I'll see Amish men in there, sometimes with their children, going through the hardware store to get whatever they need. So it's very nice to see them in the neighborhood. I really like it.
Yes, I really like the Amish community too. There are people that really dislike the Amish and look down on them, but I think they enhance our community, and they'll say, well, they don't pay taxes. Well, they actually do. They pay sales tax just like everybody else. I do want to say, in the 7 years I've been coroner, I've had 3 Amish deaths, and the first one was a actually pregnant Amish woman, and someone that lived on her road hit her buggy and just flew her out of the buggy, and she actually died 3 days later. She went to the hospital, called off the air evac, which they shouldn't have because she was pregnant. That's 100%. You go air evac to a tertiary care center. She got to the hospital, and her mother actually asked, please do a CAT scan, because the nurse saw cerebral spinal fluid coming out of her ear. And the doctor said, and I quote, no, she's Amish and they don't pay their bills. Sent her home, and she died seizing 3 days later. Of course, the Amish don't sue. It doesn't matter what you do to them. They don't sue. And the woman that hit her actually had Allstate insurance. And the insurance agent called me. He says, we've got to settle this claim. They won't take any money. So there is a subset of people that have prejudice against the Amish. But anyway, the second person that died was a very, very elderly woman that it was just her time to go. She was in her 90s. And the last one was a gentleman in late 60s, and he had advanced cancer. So those are all the Amish deaths I've had in seven years out of their whole entire population. So we need to follow what they do.
Yeah, they set some good examples, and their vaccination rate is almost non-existent, isn't it?
Yeah, zero.
Well, I've heard there's some, but it's very near zero. We got some callers here, Marie. First, we have Ron in Missouri. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Ron. Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I called before, and I basically talked to you about that hydrogel plastic that's in the blood. And I'm a retired physician, so I'm able to draw my own blood. I draw it into Vacutainer tubes, red top Vacutainer tubes. Give it like 30 minutes to clot and then centrifuge it. And then I get a layer of that hydrogel or plastic in my blood. And, I think I mentioned to you all before that I dissolve it by using fibrin proteases, whether it's lumbokinase, serrapeptase, natokinase, and bromelain. So basically, what I kind of found out recently is I had a sinus infection, so I wanted to knock it out because I get recurrent sinus infections. And so I added, to my regimen, I take all those proteases, but I added ivermectin, chlorine dioxide, and I took a single dose of ampicillin. To my surprise, when I was doing my routine, I was doing my testing of my blood, when I spun it out and looked at it, there was no hydrogel. So, I said, wow, that's amazing. What made the difference? So I wasn't sure if it was just, doing the proteases for, 6 weeks that it caused it to go away. But I took away the ivermectin and, gave it 5 days, five half-lives, and then repeated the test, and the gel was back. So,
what's the cause of the hydrogel being there in the first place, doctor?
Well, yeah, Maria,
you weren't vaccinated.
No, I was not vaccinated. My guess, I never even had a PCR. My guess was I got it either by having dental work done. There's been people that show that, in injectables such as lidocaine, there are, basically stuff that's not supposed to be in there. Or, at the same time when I had that root canal removed, they had done a bone graft. So I don't, if that was the way I got exposed to this. But anyway, as I said, I get that hydrogel or whatever you want to call it in my blood when I spin it out. And, when I did my testing, it was not there. So I was curious, what did I recently add to cause it to go away? So what I did was, I held the ivermectin and repeated the testing, and it came back. And then so I, basically I said, well, let me re-add the ivermectin and see if it goes away. So I re-added the ivermectin, and it went away. So, I'm not taking large doses of ivermectin. It was the liquid type, but taking it orally, and it was the 0.2 milligrams per kilo. And I was doing that daily. And so when I added it back for like 5 days, it went away again. So, you know, I'm not necessarily advocating this for everybody, but, you know, I'm in the process. I'll redo my blood a week later, keeping, you know, the ivermectin, you know, the 1 milligram, I'm sorry, the 10 milligrams daily orally that I've been doing for the past week, and see if it remains where I don't have the plastic or hydrogel or whatever you want to call it anymore.
Well, doctor, give us an update in a couple of weeks. Go ahead, Marie.
That's amazing research you're doing.
It is.
And we're at the break, but I really hope that you document that somewhere. But,
yeah, get back with us in about 2 weeks.
Yes, I take ivermectin every 2 weeks.
Yeah. We'll get a break. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where a foe many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Marie, we got one last call here. Let's try to fit this in. Sherry in Kansas, almost out of time, my dear.
Yes, good morning. Marie, my question is, have you noticed that there's a specific phase of the moon when you're drawing this sap that's more advantageous? And also, are you actually, how deep are you going into as far as, is it actually coming out of, like the, I believe it's called the cambium wood of the tree, which is fairly close to the inner bark, I believe.
I think you're breaking up a little bit, but I did want to say, regarding the moon phase, no, it's more temperature related. I probably go about 2 inches into the tree. I might need to scrape off the bark. And I do want to say, after I'm done tapping the tree and I take my tap out, I find a twig that's the size of the hole, and I shove that twig into the hole to kind of like a bandage and kind of let it heal the tree. I don't just leave the hole open there.
Okay. And maybe perhaps sometime you could talk about, you know, how you gather the sap off of a pine tree, and when you do that, because I've heard that's a good source for not for sugar, but for healing properties of the pine sap, and what kind of trees you can get them off of it. So
I've never tapped a pine, but I believe you can tap virtually any tree, and as far as I know, I'm one of the only ones that tapped a sycamore, but it makes the most. It tastes like, butterscotch. It tastes just like butterscotch syrup. And you will be astounded at the volume of sap that you get out of a tree. And you've got to cook it slow on a big flat bottom pan, and I recommend stainless steel. Anybody can do it.
And okay, thanks. I'll let you close out.
The syrup is wonderful. All right. Thank you, Sherry. Something you and I need to be looking into is the incidence of psychosis caused by the COVID vaccination clot shots.
It's breaking up a lot for me. I don't know if it's my phone or...
Well, we hear you clearly on our end. I'm going to suggest, Marie, that we all look into psychosis being caused by the COVID clot shot vaccination.
John, are we having interference here?
I guess we are. I hear you fine, but apparently you can't hear me or Sherry. So let's go ahead and wrap it up, Marie. And we thank you. Maybe you'll be back on Skype next week.
Yes, I should be. I'll work on it. Thanks,
okay,
John.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Your top hour break. We'll be back with Pastor Evan Bell. Stay tuned.
Kibbutz Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an inward pass? Have you ever received an inward pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to
come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.